Ma'akan Teshvu. It says here by Sukkot, Shivas Yom Teshvu, and it says Nemel B'Meluyim Teshvu. It says also sitting by the Meluyim. Ma'alahalan, just like by the Meluyim, Yomim V'Afilu Leilos, that the person says clearly over there, Yomim V'Leilo, is Afkan, who what did the mitzvah Sukkot also applies, Yomim V'Afilu Leilos. So that's how we know for sure that the mitzvah Sukkot is Zayid by day and Zayid by night. And only Lulav is the only thing that's only B'Yom by day and not by night. But Sukkah, the mitzvah is Yoimam V'Laylo. Shrashi Teshvu, Yoimam V'Laylo. V'Lulav Mitzvah Soi Shrachas. Shlema Bo Yelo Kicha. He's going before. Lulav, the mitzvah is just once. It takes the Lulav once to make the mitzvah. So that's the Svar. Learn out. Lulav, learn out. What was the two Svars before? The Maskonah is, we're learning it out from Gzera Shova. Teshvu, just like by the Meluyim. It's 7 days and night. Who are din sukkah, when the pasuk says basukas teshvu, shivas yom means day and night. Therefore, it's very good. Why by lulav? We have to have a special pasuk to say it's only bayom and not balayla. It says that's why the rabbanim say ulakachtem lachem bayom harishin. Bayom means by day and not by night. Because from the end of the pasuk that it says usamach nofnei Hashem lakechem shivas yomim, from that word of shivas yom, I could say yom means day and night, just like it means by a sukkah. So that's why the rabbanim say I need an extra pasuk of bayoyim to say the mitzvah lulav davka bayoyim and not balayla. Right. Arova shiva ketzet. Then the Mishnah says the arovas, that that they used to put around the mizbeach, the arovas all 7 days. Of sukkis, sometimes it's 7 days and sometimes it's only 6 days. Ketzet, how do we have it? Arova b'shvi maitai madachi shabbos. If Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, then we say you're allowed to do the Arshona on Shabbos, the Arovis on Shabbos. And then what, then the first 6 days, for sure you're allowed to do the Arovis. So that's the case, that you have the Arovis all 7 days of Sukkot. The first, the sixth, and then the Shabbos, which was Hashana Rabbah, you're allowed to use the Arovis on Hashana Rabbah. So what it says now, Arova b'shvi maitai medachi Shabbos. What's the reason why? When Punkt Hashana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, then you're allowed to use the Arovis. We'll soon see exactly how what they did with the Arovis. They used to put it around the Mizbeach. So Amar Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon said, K'day lefarsamo shim min ha-Torah. In order to tell everybody, to teach everybody this halacha, that this mitzvah Arova, to put the Arovis around the Mizbeach, is a mitzvah midiraisa. So therefore we want everybody to know it's midiraisa. Therefore they were kaveya 1 day at even Doicha Shabbos. So Rashi, my time at Doicha, v'loi gozobo ki hecha de gozob lulav. How come Rabbanim didn't make the same zero they made by Lulav? To Hochinami, Leisa Minatara Begvulim, Kishayu Mehachag Lagabi Lulav. This mitzvah of Arova, to put it around the Mizbeach, is only Nogay in the Beis Hamikdash. Bizman, you had the Mizbeach. Outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's no mitzvah to have the Arovis. So therefore, Begvulim, outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's no mitzvah to have the Arovis. The Yamaila goes above the Mikdash. So how come the Rabbanim did not make the Xerah not to use the Arovis on Shabbos, even in the Beis Hamikdash? It's just like we said by Lulav. Lulav, we said, when Shabbos comes out the rest of the days of Sukkot, you cannot take the Lulav on Shabbos, even in the Beis Hamikdash, even though it's Midiraisa. There also Arovis also, even though the Arovis are Midiraisa in the Beis Hamikdash, but since it's not Midiraisa Begvulim, outside the Beis Hamikdash, so when Shabbos comes down in the middle of Sukkot, you should not be allowed to use the Arovis on Shabbos. How come here it says when Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, then you could use the Arovis? So Marian says, "They lefas l'moshim min haTorah." To teach everybody this halacha that's midiraisa. So drash lufi she'ena mefreshes min haTorah. The pasuk doesn't say clearly this mitzvah to take the Arovis around the mizbeach. Is shavkulu ravcha lemitche Shabbos chodayoma? The Rabbanan left it that one Shabbos it should have the power to be doicha. They lefas l'moshim min haTorah. That everybody should know, they'll see now, when Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, and still in the Beis Hamikdash, they're using the Arovis, they're tying it around the Mizbeach, they'll know, it's Shabbos, why are you doing it? Because this is a mitzvah, midiraisa, it's doicha, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So that's why the leftovers are called upon them 1 day, you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos, which is only on Hashanah Rabbah. Hey, so if Shabbos comes out on any other day of Sukkot, then you do not do the Arovis that day. Only when Shabbos comes out on Hashanah Rabbah, 1 day, the Bukhaveya, that even on Shabbos, you should do it. To teach everybody that this mitzvah of Arova is midiraisa. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, Lulav Nami Lidchi, Zeh Lefar Sama Shehim Min HaTorah. Like if so, even lulav, there should also be a gzeira, there should also be a din, that one day Shabbos it should be deicha. Strashin ap lulav namen lidchi, bishar yom b'migdish. Delafas mashum in atera, kol shiva. Also, one day it should be deicha to teach us that it's a mitzvah to do it in the Beis Hamikdash. The Torah doesn't say clearly there's a mitzvah midiraisa to take the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash all 7 days. The pasuk only says ulakachtem lochem bayom arishon. So you can make a mistake. It's only midiraisa the first day, even in the Beis Hamikdash. So why mishum the Beis Hamikdash didn't they make a takana that one day it should be deicha Shabbos even? Gemara says, Lulav Gzeira Mishum de Rabba. By Lulav we have before Rabba's Gzeira, we can't let you take the Lulav on Shabbos. Because we're afraid if you take the Lulav on Shabbos, people come to carry outside Mishus Rabbin. That's why they made Gzeira now, like outside, you can't use the Lulav on Shabbos. Hiyachi, if so, our Rav and Nami, even their Ravas also made the same Gzeira, Nigzer. Also, maybe they'll come to carry their Ravas outside the Beis Hamikdash. The Aldamas then bring it back. They'll come to ask a Shaila, is it kosher, is it not kosher? So you should have the same zero by Arabis also. So the Zoya Arabis should also not be Deicha Shabbos. You shouldn't be allowed to use the Arabis on Shabbos. It should be the same zero. We should be afraid maybe you come to carry it outside Dal Damas. So the Gemara answers, Arava, Shluchei Bezdin Maisilu. You know who does the Arava this mitzvah? It's only the Shluchei Bezdin. It's only in the Beis Hamikdash by the Mizbeach that they do it. So Rashi says, Shluchei Bezdin Maisilim. The Me'era Shabbos. They take care of this Era Shabbos. Ulamachros, tomorrow on Shabbos, ain't a mitzvah l'choladim. It's not a mitzvah for everybody to take the Arovis. El kahanim hamakifin b'yis ha-mizbeach. Only the kahanim that are standing right around the mizbeach, they are the ones that will soon see that they hold it, or they stand it up there to stand the Arovis. So only the kahanim do it, not everybody else. So the kahanim were not afraid they'll come to carry outside for shusarabim, because they're under the streets of Bezdin. It's in the Beis Hamikdash. Kahanim was always reason him. So there we're not afraid they'll come to carry outside. Ma'ashen ken lulav la'kel moser. Who holds the lulav? Anybody has the mitzvah lulav. So if you tell us you're allowed to do the lulav on Shabbos, we're afraid that, like Rabbi said before, that people will come to carry dal damas outside. Therefore, there was a gzera not to use the lulav on Shabbos.
All right, turn over.
Gemara says, "Ihochi, if so, kol yoyme name litchi. If so, if you tell me now that the Arovis, it's a svara now that only the Kahanim did it, the Shluchei Bezdin, so there's no gzeri you come to carry outside, the Aldamis, so no matter which day Shabbos came out on, you should do the Arovis on that day. Like we're saying now, only if Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, do you have the mitzvahs of Arova even on Shabbos. Mashenken, if Shabbos comes out one of the first 6 days of Sukkot, then that day, even around the Mizbeach, you don't put the Arovis. So the question is, why not? Like, who does no gzera? If you're telling me now the Arovis, only Shluchei doesn't take care of it, the Kahanim that has reason, who are not afraid they'll come to carry outside, so no matter which day of Sukkot Shabbos comes out, it should be mutter to do the mitzvah of Arova. How come we learned before, it's only if Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos that we do it, not any other day? That's Rashi. Ihochi, if so, the Lekel Migzabod, there's no gzera of the Arovis. Midi v'kol shiva v'migdash min ha-tero, and midiraisa, every day you're supposed to have the Arovis around the Mizbeach, so koyoy manami, tiyikle b'shabbos nitchi. Any day of Sukkot that Shabbos comes out, you should be allowed to do the Arovis. Maish no chad yem v'suloy, how come they only said just one day, only if Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, you could do the Arovis? How come not the rest of the days? Sumara says, ose le'pikbuke belulav. People come to like make fun of the lulav. If you tell me now, the Arovis, no matter which day Shabbos comes out, you're allowed to do the Arovis. Mashenken Sukkis. When Shabbos comes down in the middle of Sukkis, you can't take the lulav, even in the Beis Hamikdash. You can only take the lulav only the first day. So if people see that the Arovis you could and the lulav you can't, they'll like come to be mabat to the lulav. They'll say lulav is not such a choshev mitzvah. Arovis is a choshev mitzvah. We're allowed to do it any day Shabbos comes out on. But lulav is not so important, so I come to make fun of the lulav. Therefore, Rabbanu did not want that our Rav should have a bigger halacha than the lulav. So Rashi, also pekpuke belulav, lezazule belulav, they'll come to make fun, they'll be mezalzel in the lulav. Mishum ledochi belulav, ela b'chod yema. Because the lulav, when can you take it on Shabbos? Only if the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. But if the rest of the days of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, you can't take the lulav. is also a name of lulav lav mitzvah chashuvi. People come to say lulav is not such an important mitzvah. So Rabbanim didn't want people to say that. Therefore, Shevi Yatasa, the Rabbanim have a right to say that don't do the Arovis when Shabbos comes down in the middle of Sukkot. Only if Shabbos comes out on the Shana Rabbah. For the Gemara, the Lidche B'yantav Rishon. So true, I understand he only made one day that when Shabbos comes out, one of the days of Sukkot, you're allowed to be, do it even on Shabbos. So Fred Gemara, like, why did they pick Hashanah Rabbah the last day? Why did they pick the first day? Just like by Lulav, you have the first day, Arabis also. Let's say when Shabbos comes out the first day of Sukkot, then both you're allowed to take the Lulav and you're allowed to take the Arabis. So Gemara says, Loi Mucha Milsa. So we won't know clearly it's because the mitzvah of Arabah is Deicha Shabbos. Army people will say, Lulav hu the Kadochi. People will say Lulav is what they're being Deicha. Rashi, Lav Mucha Milsa, the Mishum Arabah hu. The Mefarsim Shehi Minatora. People won't know it's because the mitzvah of Arovis is Midiraisa. The Yamar people will say, you know why you're allowed to do the Arovis this first day of Sukkot when it comes out on Shabbos? They'll say, Mishum de Nitno Litchese Tzalulav. Because they know that Loch Rish, you're allowed to take a Lulav today. Lulav, we all know, is the mitzvah Midiraisa the first day of Sukkot. So people will say, once you're allowed to take a Lulav the first day, Nitches Af Eitzel Arovah. Maybe that's the reason why they also let you take the Arava today also. People say the main reason why you're taking the Lulav today is on Shabbos, because Lulav is a mitzvah midiraisa. Lulav, the Rabbanan said you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. Now, once you're allowed to do the Lulav, who then they also let you do the Aravas today, the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos. But people won't come to know that the reason why you can do the Arava is because this mitzvah of Arava is midiraisa. They'll come to say, no, maybe the Arava is only a minig or the Rabbonik Alocha. If so, why can you do it on Shabbos? They'll say, since you can take the Lulav today on Shabbos, so the Rabbonik Alocha will let you do all the mitzvahs to Shabbos. But they won't know, but Afka, that the Arava is midiraisa. So for that, Gemara, good. So the first day is not a good sign to show that Arava is midiraisa. For that, Gemara, V'litcha b'chad mehanach. But true, so what did you pick the last day for? The Chur pick any one of the 7 days. Now the Gemara, Kivon the Kamafkas Lamarishan. Once you take it away from the first day of Sukkot, Ukmo Ashri, that's not so shver. Like, pick a day that's Mesuyim, you should know which day we're picking, that when Shabbos comes out on that day, you're allowed to take the Arabas. So either take the first day, that's you understand, that's the first day. Well, we say tomorrow we can't use the first day because people won't realize it's the mitzvah Arava that's midiraisa. People will think it's only because of the lulav that's midiraisa. So once you can't have it the first day, the next day that's misuim that we know clearly is the seventh day. So pick the last day. So Stamet picked Hashanah Rabbah to teach us that if Shabbos comes out on Hashanah Rabbah, you should know you're allowed to do the mitzvah Arava. To teach us that this mitzvah of Arava, putting the Aravas around the Mizbeach, is midiraisa. For the Gemara Yehochi, if this is so Idna Nami Lidchi. How come we don't do it today? So Rashi learns Idna Nami Liachar Churbin the Avdina Narova Chad Yoimok Der Milakamon Midig Neviim He Big Vulin Bizman is there now like we do on Hashanah Rabbah. We do a minik. We have the Aravis on Hashanah Rabbah. Kivun Alekla Mechish Midi Lidchi B'Shvi. It should be Deicher on Shvi on Hashanah Rabbah. Like, why didn't Rabbanan be goyza now, din, that even Mizman is there now, when Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, the Shluchei Bezdin HaKoponim should also hold the Arovis. So a Zeicha, people should know to remember that Mizman we had the Beis Hamikdash, there's this mitzvah of the rice of the Arovis. This is the Kasha. If you didn't have the Gzeira of Mizman, the Beis Hamikdash, how come after the Churban Abayis, the Rabbanan didn't make the Gzeira? Like, how come today, even when Hashanah Rabbah, if it does come out on Shabbos, we still don't take the Arovis? That's not so shver. Bizman is in Chutzlach right now. We don't know exactly which day was Rosh Chodesh, or the way Tosafot said before, even if we do know. But there's a Gzeira that maybe there will be in Golos, we'll have problems, we'll forget. We won't know what day was Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, since we don't know exactly which day is really Rosh Chodesh, which day is the first day of Yontif, which day is the seventh day of Yontif, therefore, if Hashanah Rabbah comes in on Shabbos, we cannot do the Arovas today. Because we're not sure that today is still Sukkot. Maybe it's not Hashanah Rabbah, maybe it's the day afterwards. So therefore, since we don't know exactly which day was Rosh Chodesh, we can't do it. For the Gemara though, but the people living in Eretz Yisrael, the Yadi, they do know the Kiva, the Yacha, they do know exactly which day was Rosh Chodesh, when the new moon came out. So they know exactly which day is Tetzaveh B'Tishrei. They know exactly which is the first day Sukkot. Then they know exactly which day is Hashanah Rabbah. So Litchi, when Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, how come now after the Churban Abayis and Eretz Yisrael, why isn't there a mitzvah for the Shluchei Bez Nakoponim to take the Arabis? And the Gemara, Kiyosi Bahed Yomar Lo Yikli. The Teretz says that Hashanah Rabbah never comes out on Shabbos. When Chazal will convey the calendar, they will convey that Hashanah Rabbah never comes out on Shabbos. Like we have. We never have Hashanah Rabbah come out on Shabbos. So true, if it would have come out on Shabbos, you're talking right. If Hashanah Rabbah would come out on Shabbos, then that Shabbos, the Shluchei Beis Din, would do the mitzvah of Arova. But Lamaisa never comes out. Trashi lo yiklo, hey ma'avrin es elu, o yechud min achadoshim kishuroyin shiyer reshvi b'Shabbos. When Chazal saw that this year Hashanah Rabbah is supposed to come out on Shabbos, they bedavka made the month before an extra day to the month, that Hashanah Rabbah should not come out on Shabbos. So nicely, you can't ask the question why we don't take the Arabis, because the Maisa Hashanah Rabbah never comes out on Shabbos. The Maraki Yossi Ravin, the Chol Nechusei, and all the people that go over the Trashis, the Chol Nechusei means Kol Hasias, all the people that travel, Sheyordu Mi'eretz Yisrael Abavu, they traveled down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavul, Ushaolu Mi'Bavul Eretz Yisrael, because then they came back to Eretz Yisrael. So Kol Nechusei, the people that went down and came up again, Amri, they said like this, Iklei, no, you should know it could come out that Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos. Still V'loi Dochi, and even in such a case, when Hashanah Rabbah would come out on Shabbos, still you don't do the Arovis on Shabbos. V'yel Akasha, the Akasha, why not, Taka? Amri Rabbi Yosef, Man Leimelon, the Arov of Benetilon, who told you that this man, the Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah of the Arovah was, just to hold it, that you had Kahanim around the Mizbeach, and each Kohen was holding an Arov in his hand, Dilma b'skifa. Maybe the mitzvah then, b'zman the Beis Hamikdash was kayim, there used to be zokuf. Stand up the arova, stick it into the ground to make it stand up around the mizbeach. Rashi, man leimalon, the arova b'mikdash b'netila. Who said the mitzvah of the Beis Hamikdash was holding the arovas? That the kahanim used to hold the arovas in the hand. The litchi hashta arova yisurim adarabonim, zechel mikdash nitchi shabbos. Because even though there's a tzad issim in the Rabbonin, maybe it's tilta muksum, still the Rabbonin said you're allowed to do it. For Zeicher to remember, this is what they used to do in the Mizbeach. See, if the mitzvah then was, they used to hold the Arava in the hand, it's good why to say also we could do the same mitzvah. Like we do on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, we hold the Aravis in our hand. The Kashrus, who said that's the mitzvah? Dilma b'skifa. So Rashi learns, Loi hoyu noitle noisa biyad. Maybe that wasn't the mitzvah b'zman de Beis Hamikdash. The mitzvah wasn't that the kahanim around the mizbeach was holding the arovis. Ela zoikva noisa b'tzidi ha-mizbeach. The mitzvah then was to stand zoikya, stand, make the arovis stand up around the mizbeach. Nobody holding it. It had to be right next to the mizbeach. Kiritnan b'masisim, like the Mishnah says later. Fahash to lekim mizbeach hechen iskafo. So about the zman is there, we don't have the mizbeach, we can't even do a zecher for the mikdash. If the mitzvah was putting the arovis around, standing it up around right by the mizbeach, so we can't do that today. We don't have a mizbeach. If the mitzvah then was that the kanim were holding the arovis in the hand, so even though they are supposed to hold it and stand near the mizbeach, but akopon we could do it today also. Zecher is there, we hold the arovis in our hand. But if the zman we had the Beis Hamikdash, the mitzvah of the Rabbis was not holding it in your hand, but just be zoikiv and make it stand up right next to the mizbeach, so the whole mitzvah is standing near the mizbeach. So today that we don't have a mizbeach, we can't have the zecher. That's why today we don't do it. But since it's not 100% zecher, we don't do it on Shabbos. Even though not on Shabbos, we do it for zecher bi'alma. But it's not strong enough to do it, to do it even on Shabbos. For Eisvei Abaya, Abaya has a kash like this. Lulav, our Mishnah says, Lulav v'yarova shisha v'shiva. The mitzvah lulav and arovis here, of holding the arovis, sometimes comes out 6 days, sometimes comes out 7 days. My lav k'lulav, doesn't the Mishnah mean that the mitzvah of arov is just like a lulav? Ma lulav benetila, just like the mitzvah lulav is holding in your hands, af arov benetila, maybe who are then in the Beis Hamikdash? The mitzvah of that rub also was the kahanim used to hold their rubbers in the hand all the 7 days. So you see, the mitzvah is holding it. Tomorrow says no. Midi ira is one talking about the other one. Hakadisa. Each one's talking its own case. The mitzvah lulav is holding in your hand, true, but it could be the mitzvah sarubis is not holding it. The mitzvah of their rubber, what they did in the mizbeach was they used to stand it up right next to the mizbeach. Eis v'yabaya. Abaya has a question like this: the chol yom, every day, ma'akifin es ha-mizbeach. In this man, we had the Beis Migdash and Sukkis. Every day, they used to go around the mizbeach once. Pamachas, one time. The yosei ha-yom, but on a shana rabba, shiva pomim. They used to go around the mizbeach 7 times on a shana rabba. My love doesn't mean be a rubber. They were holding the arubis. So Sarai, the mitzvah of the arubis, was holding it. That the kahanim used to hold the arubis in the hand. So you see, the mitzvah is holding it. Samara says, loy, the lulav. That means they used to hold the lulav. When they went around 7 times, like we do, we make the akofis, or when they made the, one time every day, we go, we said the shanis, I mean, we go around 1 time every day of sukkis, and 7 times on a shana rabbah. So maybe we're just holding the lulav the way we do. But not the arubis. They didn't go around holding their arubis. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Aravua, the Arava, he says, yes, they did go around the Mizbeach holding the Arava by all the days once and on Hashanah Rabbah 7 times. Omer Leis, he answered back, who Omer Loch, the Arava? He, Taka, says, he went around holding the Aravas. Of Yishano, the Yano Amina, but I say, Belulov, no, what they went around the Mizbeach, the 1 time all the days and 7 on Hashanah Rabbah, was holding the Lulav. Therefore, there's no raya from here what the mitzvah arubis was. It could be the mitzvah arubis was not holding it, but be zokev standing it up right next to the mizbech. Yeah. Right. Itma, Rabbi Elazar, why me belulav? That's what the Mishnah later says of Yomakev, they went around the mizbech once all the days, and on Hashanah Rabbah 7 times, he learns they were just holding the lulav then. Rav Shmuel, Rav Nosson, Nom, Rav Chanina, the Arava. When they went around the 7 times, it was holding the Aravas. V'chein Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua, the Arava. When they went around, was holding the Aravas. Omer Le Rav Rav Yitzchok, Brei the Rabba Bar Bar Chona, Bar Uraya, like the son of a big Talmud Chacham. Toa come, V'yem Luchati, I'll tell you, Milsa Ma'al Yisa, very good things, to have a Yomer Avuch, that your father used to say over. Ho the Tanan, that we learned later, that Kol Hayoin, every day of Sukkis, Makifin es mizbeach pamachas. Every day a sukkah used to go around the mizbeach 1 time. V'yaisi ayoyim v'ron hashana rabba makifin es mizbeach sheva pomim. It used to go around the mizbeach 7 times on the shana rabba. Is hochi yom ravuch? This is what your father said. Mishmed Reb Elezer belulav like we do lemaisa. The way we go around with the hashanis is holding the lulav. We go around 1 time every day, and on hashana rabba we go around 7 times, but not holding the aravis. Holding the lulav, that's the mitzvah of hakofa, of going around. Eis, we have a kasher on this. Lulav doiches Shabbos b'tchilosoi. Lulav is doiches Shabbos the first day, like we learned before. When the first day of Sukkos comes out on Shabbos, we're allowed to take the lulav that day. But b'tchilosoi means beyond the rishon. V'yarov b'soif, like we learned before. When Hashanah Rabbah, the last day, comes out on Shabbos, then you even take the arovis on Shabbos. Shrashi v'arov b'soif means b'shvi. Now, pamachas, one time, chal shvi shel arova liyos b'shabbos. One time it happened that Shoshana Rabbah came out on Shabbos. Now, v'yevio marvio shel arova, meyer Shabbos. They bought, Rashi says, marvos mit netios, young arovas. They blew on young plants of arovas. On Erev Shabbos, they brought it to the mizbeach. Hevio marvio shel arova, the young plants of arovas. Meyer Shabbos, ve'nicham bi'azara, and they left it in the azara. Ve'yakiru ben b'isusim. Now the b'isusim, they were makir, they saw what's going on here. They saw that they brought the arovis to the mizbeach. Shrashi yegisho tamidei b'isus. Ve'im tzedukim. These people were rishoyim tzedukim. Ve'yenem moedim bi'arova, she'enem afreshes min ha'Torah. They don't hold for the mitzvah arova. The tzedukim are only people that did what says in the Torah Shemaksav. They didn't do a Torah Shemapir. So since it doesn't say they're rovis in the Torah Shemeksav, they didn't hold from this mitzvah. So therefore, the Baisusim saw that where they were bringing the arovis to the Beis Hamikdash, v'notlum, they went and took it, v'chov shom tachas abonim, and they hid the arovis under the stones, that tomorrow on Shabbos they should not be able to take the arovis. Rashi v'chivshum, Tumunim, they hid them. To my body, Kisha Rachmona. Rashi, they even put it on the stones. Rashi, be yodim heim, the chachomim, shlo yitotlu lemachra avodim. That they knew tomorrow the chachomim won't come and take it and move the stones, because the stones are muksa. So, male, they hid the arovas and put the arovas underneath the stones. So, they that tomorrow on Shabbos, they won't be able to get to their arovas. They can't move the stones, it's muksa. Lemachra, what happened tomorrow was, Hekiru ben Amayoritz, the Amorites came and they saw the way the arovas were hidden under the stones. They went and pulled them out. They didn't know the law of Muksa. They just pulled out the Arovis from under the stones. When they brought it, and the Kahanim took them, and they took them, they stood them straight up. They were zokiv them. They made them stand straight up on the sides of the Mizbech. So you see, this is the mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Arovis has not been a tefillah, not holding it. But the mitzvah of the Arov is rather to be zokev, to make it stand up around the Mizbech. Now the Maisa was, Lefi Shein, Baisusim, Moidim, Shechivot, Arov, Doichot, Shabbos. Because the Baisusim, they argued and they held that the mitzvah of the Arov is not Doichot Shabbos. Even if a Shana Rabba comes out on Shabbos, you do not have a right to do the Arovis. That's why they went and hid the Arovis. But the Maisa, the Lach, you are supposed to do it. Of Alma, Koponim, and Atilahi. You see clearly, it's been Atilah, Uti Yufta. Alright, so Rashi says, what's the Rai here? Says that Viyo Makana Bezokfum. Rashi Avi Yisrael Lohoye Nichnas Benulun Mizbech. Or Yisrael couldn't go near Zulam and the Mizbech. Now, immediately, Tony, Chibut, a Chibut, a Rova, the hitting of the Rovis, Mechlaud the Biyad Noit Lemoisoy. Mashu used to hold it in the hands, Omananayim, and they used to shake it. Omakifin Bo Akanim as the Mizbech, for Aglayim. And the Kanim would go around the Mizbech when they walked around with it. The Acha Kach Zeikfud Oisai. Either Bright says here they put it straight up near the Mizbeach. That happened last. Because it says a Lashon here that the Baisusim, the Fishain Baisusim Moidim, Shechibot Arova Deuchat Shabbos. They're not Moidim to the Mitzvah of Chibot Arova. Chibot means hitting the Arova. So, according to you see this, like we do our Mitzvah. We have the Arova in our hands, we hold it, we shake it, we hit it. That's the Mitzvah of the Arova. Now, after you finish that, then there was also a mitzvah to be zokivit to stand it up near the Mizbeach. The Akoponim Mechuri, you see from here, Alma ben Atilahu, that the mitzvah of Arov is taka holding it. Tiyufta, Viela Nitcha, so then the kasher is, if the mitzvah of Arov is holding the Arov in your hand, that's the main mitzvah. True, after they held it, then they stuck it up near the Mizbeach. But Akoponim the Yikim, mitzvah is holding in your hand, so back to the original kasher then, Viela Nitcha. The kashrut of Bizman is there now. How come if a Shana Rabba comes out on Shabbos, why don't we do the mitzvah Sarova? The mitzvah is not the ikra to put it near the Mizbeach. The ikra mitzvah is holding it in your hand. And that we can also do today. We can hold the Arovas in the hands. So why aren't we doicha? Rashi Biela Litcha, Kivon de Benetila, Heve, since the ikra mitzvah of the Arova is to hold it in your hands, Yeshto Lasis, we should also do that today. Zeichel Amigdash, Velitcha Shvi Dila Shabbos. If a Shana Rabba comes out on Shabbos now, why isn't it Deuch Shabbos? So Rashi was spoke out before that our Koporim, the Shluchei Bezdin, should do it. Like other people will be exempt to come to carry Bishus Rabbim. But our Koporim, there should have been a Takona now that the Zman Hazeh, the Shluchei Bezdin, the Choshev people, should hold the Arovis even on Shabbos. It should be Deuch Shabbos, just like it was Deuch, the Zman the Beis Hamikdash was here. Have the Gemara, Kivon the Anan. This is the terrace. That since in Chutz Lawrence we don't do it on Shabbos, because we don't know exactly which day is a Shana Rabba not. So since we don't do it in Chutz Lawrence, who are in Eretz Yisrael also, they don't do it. And this is the same reason by Lulav also. That who are in Lulav also, that Bizman is there, they don't take Lulav, even if Sukkot, the first day comes out on Shabbos, they don't take the Lulav even in Eretz Yisrael. Even though there the Yark Fia, they know when the Rosh Chodesh is. But since with Chutz Lawrence we don't do it on Shabbos, they don't do it in Eretz Yisrael either. Just like we're saying the Arovis now. Kivan the Anan Loy Dachinan, since the people living in Chutz Lawrence we don't know exactly which day is the Shana Rabba, so we can't be Deich if it comes out on Shabbos, is in Onami Loy Dochu. The people living in Eretz Yisrael also can't do it. For the Gemara of Yom Tov Rishon, till the Dan Loy Dochu, the two Dochu, according to Kashri is by Lulav, the Havamini Riz, that Lulav is Deich Shabbos. Only for the people living in Eretz Yisrael, and not for the people living in Chutz Lawrence. I'm reading more of the Teretz that the two Namele Dachi, no, like we just said, even for the people living in Eretz Yisrael also,